from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who says, you could call me baby. I was trying to make something about Baby New Year, but I could. So anyway, you don't need to, though, because it doesn't make any sense. But you know, like what a time it is. It's time for a podcast that doesn't make a lot of sense either. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you can remember when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, or if you could just pause and listen until we get to the credits, because these are the ways we keep the show going. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now. And the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. Hey, Mr. Bard, there's a bunch of people that help out in this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound.
I am the mystery bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
It's almost Christmas, y'all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Fail Presents. So now on with the show.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Remember, your smart speaker, you can listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker, particularly if you got one for the holidays. You just say, hey, smart speaker. Smell you later. Then you say, hey, smart speaker, sorry about that other joke. I don't know what you said, but it was probably great. Play Sleep With Me podcast. And then if you want, you say, hey, smart speaker, set a sleep timer for 90 minutes or 120 minutes or 60 minutes. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, weather, you know, inside, noise, light, whatever it is. I'm here to try to help, to be honest, because I've been there. And the safe place is, I hope you feel welcome. I hope I can earn your trust for you to just take a breath and relax and let your shoulders down if you so choose. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I try to keep a pace and a tone that's lulling and soothing, but I do have creaky, dulcet tones. I do go off topic. I use a lot of filler words, mumble mouth, mush mouth, a lot of uhs and ums and, you know, mispronunciations. You know, I don't really have self, how about this? Well, here's something we should talk about. Self-appreciating humor. Instead of, they say, self-deprecating humor. Oh boy, that's a word not to use at bedtime. Deprecation or depreciation. How about we get some self, let's take those words back, just like the U2 did with the Beatles, you know, the Beatles to the U2, or who, I don't know who did it first, or the Rolling Stones. They took the words back. We're going to do that. We're going to take the depreciation and the deprecation out of bedtime, for real. That's really what this podcast is partially here to do, or at least depreciation, you know, if you're an actuary or something, you know, save it for the morning. Hopefully I can take your mind off of any future depreciations. Yeah, the depreciation is a nice sounding word. Deprecation, it's not actually that bad either when you neutralize. That's a new thing for 2018, word neutralizer. I don't know what it is yet. I haven't invented it yet, but it's on my list. But I think we just neutralized those words. Anyway, so, oh, if you're new, also overuse of the word anyway, but we got that. Check that off your list. But I'm glad you're here. So here's the thing, if you're new, structure the show. First 6 minutes, maybe it's closer to five now, maybe even four as we try to refocus the show for 2018, is business. And that's how we keep the show free and ideally all the archives free. And we do that by the action of long-term listeners. So if you're new, don't worry about it. If you're a long-term listener, you know, hey, how do I help Sleep With Me stay free? And so that's the first 4 to 6 minutes of the show. We got to do that up front since we're a sleep podcast. Then there's an intro, which is about 14 minutes or 12 minutes sometimes, sometimes 16, sometimes 11, where I talk about stuff and it kind of introduce you to the show, get you, you know, I don't really go anywhere. Like I just kind of go around like the intro, like an ante, you know, like a, what are those called? Slush rooms or whatever. Like, I don't live in a winter environment, and I was born before the slush room or whatever it was called, where you take off all your winter clothes and your wet stuff. Bush room, actually. It's not a bush room. But I know one of my brothers has one of those. You come in from the garage, and you're in the bush room. Usually that's where the laundry is, too. So it might have just been reappropriation. You know, let's give this room another name so we can add another 10 G's onto the price of the house. The house that'll one day depreciate, but don't think about that at bedtime. Maybe it won't. Maybe okay, let's get off of those topics quickly, please, Scoots. Okay, so where was I? I got mixed up. Oh, so that's the intro. Then tonight we'll do our ongoing serial show that's for the holiday season. What is it called? Tales of the North? No. As the North Pole Turns. It's a soap opera in the North Pole in the 1950s. And it's not a melodrama. It doesn't have, it's a melorama. And so that'll be about 45 minutes. Then there'll be like a 5-10 minutes or 5 minutes of thank yous at the end. So I'll be here about an hour. And if you're new, here's the other things. You don't really need to listen to me. You could just barely listen. And just like barely follow, like don't follow along. Like, you know, that bouncing ball, like in some sing-alongs, you could just kind of watch the bouncing ball and not worry about singing along. Or you say, wow, I've always thought, and this is not a kid joke, like I've been very comforted by that bouncing ball. And I prefer to, you know, I say, well, I don't know if I'll sing along, but I'll watch that bouncing ball because I love it. Like it comforts me. So you don't need to listen. You could just like, I guess you won't be like, you could kind of like keep it in the corner of your ear. Instead of watching me out of the corner of your eye, just be aware of me out the corner of your ear. By the way, your ears have lovely corners. Never seen such fine corners on ears before. Yeah, they must, those things are great for sound catching or whatever the heck they do. So you don't even need to listen to me. Also, you don't need to fall asleep. I'll be here for an hour to keep your company, to keep you company or to keep your company, whatever. I don't know why I said that first one, but it's kind of true. I'll be here to talk, to ramble, to story tell, while you fall asleep at your leisure. This podcast doesn't so much put you to sleep as to take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep, to be your companion, your boar bae, your boar bud, your boar friend. And like I said, if we're like, now's the part of the intro where I talk about something and try to explain how it relates to the podcast, and then I get mixed up, and then I close out the intro. But I was thinking, like, a lot of times, especially lately, I've been doing the show, whatever, 600-something episodes. And at some point we stumbled onto this 12-minute intro about where, so I've probably done the 12-minute intro, I don't know, 500 something times. I don't know if I've been doing it longer than 500 episodes. And it's kind of like a monologue where I kind of like talk while my internal, and try to like interpret my internal monologue. And a lot of times I laugh because, it's like I have blindfold onto my own thoughts until they spill into the, my, you know, the forward version of my consciousness or my mouth. I say, "What in the heck are you thinking back there? What the heck?" And then I laugh, and it's not self-deprecating humor. I guess it is this. Like, I think this is something maybe we could build on. It's like self-appreciating humor. What did I say? That doesn't rhyme with deprecating. You know, self-appreciating humor. Because I really do, I've gotten to the point a little bit. Now, I have a critic who's ironclad and not exactly in brain bots. And I have a cacophony of different internal opinions about everything. But when I do the podcast, I can usually keep those at bay because I want to be here to help you. Because I've been there in the deep, dark night. I know how it feels. And in some sense, that's the symbiotic nature of the show. Like, I try to calm down my internal critic and my perfectionist and all my other things. So I can be present in this moment to look at my thoughts and say, oh boy, that's interesting. Like, what the heck? Like, where'd you come up with that one? But in a little bit neutral way, like, I guess it's like appreciating is a little bit better than, like, it's on the positive side of neutral, but being in it's a realist way. It says, huh, like when you pick up a seashell on the beach, and if you're a seashell enthusiast, it's different. But if you're just walking on the beach, you say, wow. Or you pick up a rock with a nice fossil, you say, oh boy, like you appreciate the rock. You say, wow, man, that's great. You know, holy Pleistocene era, like, or whatever, you know, like, you maybe you keep the rock, maybe you put it back down, maybe you skip it, the stone, you know, who knows, but that, I mean, that's even a little bit beyond appreciating, then maybe enjoying, not quite ready for that, but I'm moving from self-deprecation to self-appreciation. I mean, that's a different hobby. Anyone that's snickering, yes, that's a different hobby. But this is different. Like, this is to say, hey, you're doing the best you can out there. And oh boy, I guess because I've had to face my own thoughts so often on this podcast in a public way. And hopefully, like a lot of you, I know a lot of you relate. You say, man, my brain does that all the time too. I thought I was the only one. And A lot of times when I say, no wonder you think you're the only one. That's what's running through your brain. But then when I share it with you aloud, you say, oh, yeah, I think about that, too. And then I just laugh a goofy laugh. Not so much that's funny, but I just, like, I appreciate the surprise. And I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I think I am. And I think that's a way to disarm these brain bots, so these things that keep us awake at night, the actuaries of our minds. You know, that want to make it public accounting, want to do pros and cons lists and spreadsheet it and, you know, actualize it over, you know, whatever, do a depreciation chart. And you say, well, I'm just trying to decide if I should buy popcorn or not. I don't need to, like, and then I did. And then you said, what do you, $8 for popcorn? You say, well, that was earlier. Now I'm trying to go to bed. That was like 3 days ago. And you're still thinking about this popcorn? No, I'm thinking about that person that was like 8 rows behind me talking. See, again, like I just want to go to sleep. So I hope the podcast can kind of be that for you. Like yourself say, well, I'm going to take a deprecation. Like just like my favorite, I know anybody raised in the 80s on WPIX saw those Lionel Kitty City ads where they turned a frown upside down. Yeah, that was back, like, back in the day. That's what Lionel Kitty City did. They turned a frown upside down when your parents spent a bunch of money on toys. That was the part they left out of the jingle. But I'm here to do that. I guess not turn a frown. I'm just here to take your frown and mellow it down or something. Or, you know, I'm picturing myself in a steamroller, but that doesn't rhyme with upside down. Take a frown and pat it down. That's what I'm doing. I'm patting it down. I'm saying, let's take this frown and make it into a safe place. It already has a nice bungee ability. Yeah, let's instead of deprecating, we'll say, hey, frown, you're actually pretty comfortable if you just, like, ease it in there a little bit. You're doing a great job as a, like, I don't even know what you are. Are you a font in my brain, a subconscious font? I guess, I hope you get the idea. If you're new, like, and you're skeptical, I totally get that. If you just came here, if you don't like me already, it depends on how strongly. Like, give it a few tries. Almost, I'd say, we've got, like, whatever, a couple thousand reviews on iTunes. Almost all of them say, it took me a few tries. So give it a few tries, because all I want to do is help you fall asleep, take your mind off stuff and, you know, if not, there's like LibriVox books. I like the International Storytellers Fairy Tale editions myself. And you can't really go wrong with like the Harry Potter audiobooks. You just got to choose your narrator. That's the toughest decision there. It's not that tough. So, you know, give the show a few tries, or I hope it can help, because I've been there tossing and turning. I know what it's like. That's why I want to help. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate your time, and I really hope in your and I can help you fall asleep. Thanks. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, you've all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, anything you're going through, you know, seasonal stuff, colds, you know, wind. whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to distract you from that, to bring you into this aural, A-U-R-A-L, I think, safe place to welcome you in. Come on in. You can leave the door open or you can close it. You can come in through the beaded curtains, the velvet curtain. We have it all here. This safe place has multiple entry points, but none of them you really notice either. You can come in through a rectangle, a square, an oval, a circle, any other, you know, what doorway shape do you prefer to come in? We have a hobbit anteroom, so you can come in through a hobbit house, look around, have a spice cake or whatever the heck they eat, seed cake, I can't remember, and then come on into the safe place. I wouldn't mind living in a hobbit house, to be honest, probably because of my apartment. Definitely more cozy. Yeah, let's see. So you would safe place. So come on in. I think I would like. Do you like beaded curtains? And even for the season, we have jangle curtains. We also have silent jangle curtains, jingle curtains. We have candy cane curtains. That's going to be my new holiday styling guide. That's a Hallmark Channel. That's a pitch I have coming up this week. You know, all those home shows are big, and I'm pitching them. Well, it's an imaginary pitch. It happens in the moments before I don't go to sleep. And I say, I'm pitching a new show. It's home makeovers for the holidays. Oh, like those extreme Christmas light shows. Those are great. No, this is called Candy Cane Curtains. I'm going to go to people's houses and put a door, like in a doorway, I'm going to put up a candy cane curtains. Oh, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to staple, you know, those mini candy canes that come in that cellophane wrap. I'm just going to staple the lines of those. That's the show. Okay. And what else? Well, maybe you'll sing. What Christmas carols do you have the rights to that I could sing on there? Usually people can't tell when I'm singing anyway. So would you have to pay the rights if they don't know they don't even know what song I'm singing? I'm the only person that fantasizes about stuff and I still get, you know, they say, I'm sorry. So Candy Cane Curtains. Oh, anyway, if you're new here, welcome to the safe place. I was over describing it. That's a method I use on the show when I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I try to use the lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. And I realize these creaky dulcet tones aren't for everybody. But I'm just here to help. Structure. So if you're new, here's a structure show. First, 4 to 6 minutes are business. Since it's a sleep podcast, we try to get that out of the way up front. If you're new, maybe you didn't notice, thanks for sticking through it. I realize that, not really any other way to conduct a sleep podcast and keep it free with the 600 archived shows. Critical for regular listeners to support the sponsors or support the show, but if you're new, not that important. And let's see, so that's this, the first few minutes. Then there's an intro, which we're 4 minutes into or so, where I usually get distracted. I use over-involvement. I said, let me describe a safe place. And then I started seeing all these different nice doorways or entry points, whatever I called them. And then I was thinking, what one would I want to go? My ego can get in the way too. It says, well, what one would we go through? And usually the intro, it kind of sets a mood for the podcast. Some people use it while they're getting ready for bed. Some people fall asleep to it. Some people skip it. The timestamps are in the show notes. Let's see. So yeah, what was I going to say? I got distracted there by my own brain. Oh, so the intro, just a way to it's something familiar, but I do a new one every episode. So everybody gets in the mood to fall asleep, or you fall asleep. Also, you don't need what's the thing I was trying to say? You don't need to listen. So this is a podcast. Now I'm mixed up. So that's the structure. I'm talking about the structure of the show. Sorry, I got these Christmas rabbits. I'm not kidding. I see rabbits running down Christmas hills in my brain. I don't even know what a Christmas hill is. So there's an intro. Then there's an episode. Tonight's the tale of the tape where I try to remember National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And then, like, I'll probably, like, three quarters of the way through, depending on how bad my memory is, I'll look it up on Wikipedia to try to correct myself. It won't be an accurate one. It'll be the tape that runs in my brain. And so I'll try to remember that in, you know, the parts I do remember. But it'll be like, you know, fixating on probably stuff. And mostly trying to remember people's names who were in the roles, which it will take me a while. And then I get, let's see, is that the kid from that movie or was he in the other one? What about, and I see Beverly D'Angelo. I remember that one, D'Angelo. I didn't remember when I started this intro, though. I said, I wonder if you'll remember his name. But it hit me, Beverly D'Angelo, just now. So that's one. I'll probably call Randy Blank, Randy whoever, Randy Newman a lot by accident. Though that's not a super big stretch. I don't know. Is Randy New? They both seem like they're very tall. But I'll try to remember Randy Quaid, Dennison. Is it the Fabulous Baker Boys? Are they all Quaids? Is Randy Quaid related to Dennis Quaid? Oh, I think I'm thinking of Bobby. Maybe I'm thinking, is there a Bobby Quaid? Hey, Bobby Quaid, are you listening? Bobby Quaid. That sounds like a 1970s quarterback. Bobby Quaid threw for 4,000 yards for the Houston Oilers. I think I'm thinking of the Bacon Boys, the Fabulous Bacon Brothers. Kevin Bacon and Bud Bacon. But it's not Bud, it's Bo Bridges. How did I get Bo Bridges? How did I mix up Bo Bridges and Randy? I think this is how my brain works. This is live. I called Randy Quaid Randy Newman because I knew it would do that by accident. Then I tried to think Randy Quaid's name. As soon as I said that, instead of picturing Dennis Quaid, I pictured Bo Bridges. And then I said, isn't Bo Bridges in a band with... Just now, as I'm talking, I realize Jeff Bridges is probably Bo Bridges' brother. Not kidding. Let's trace these thoughts back. So then I pictured Bo Bridges in my brain as soon as with Randy Newman. Then I pictured Dennis Quaid. Then I pictured the three of them jamming on stage. But I guess Kevin Bacon was there, but he was still in a dreamlike state. He's dreamy. And then I'm trying to remember who saw the Bacon Brothers live. I think it was my siblings one New Year's Eve. So then I was thinking, oh, wait, does Kevin Bacon have a brother? He must. And I said, is it Bo Bacon? And then, inside I was giggling hysterically because it's just like anytime you feel down, say Bo Bacon. WWBB, what would Bo Bacon say about this? Probably say, let me call Kevin. And let's jam it out. We'll get Randy Quaid and Randy Newman on the horn. So then it was like a Bo Bridges, and I didn't even think of Jeff Bridges. That took me a while. I wonder if all of the, I don't know. That's a lot of siblings, though. But Randy Quaid, yeah, maybe he's related to Dennis Quaid, though I can't confirm that for sure. And I don't know if they have a band with them. But okay, so I'm gonna try. To remember National Lampoon's Vacation, and then we'll have some thank yous at the end. So I get distracted. So here's the thing: you don't need to listen to me. I think I made two things clear. You don't really need to listen to me. I'm here to help. I don't know if I made that clear, but I bet you weren't thinking about whatever was keeping you awake while I was trying to think of. Bo Bacon, you know, and I think that may not have made you laugh, but it said, well, give me a sad Bo Bacon. That sounds like something somebody would say to the things that were said in a bed and bread. Well, I'll take that with a side of Bo Bacon, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so those are people that came up in my brain. So you don't need to listen to me. You're also under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for an hour. Because I know there's listeners that can't fall asleep or don't fall asleep or that listen while they're sewing or coding or painting or trying to unwind or relax, like something's spurted up in the moment and they say, okay, I need to take a few minutes here. I'm here to help, because I've been there in the deep, dark night, tossing and turning. Last night, I could not sleep. It was just one of those, another baffling. I read until I could barely keep my eyes open, closed my book, turned out the lights, and then it was on and on until almost the break of dawn. So I've been there, and I want to help. I want to help take your mind off of stuff, whatever it is, and be your companion while you drift off into dreamland, and I hope I can. Now, this podcast does not work for everybody, and, give it a few tries, and I can feel the resistance, because I get, usually an email a day from somebody. The podcast may not have worked for, my personality may not have meshed with yours, and I would say it's cool. There's a lot of other stuff out there to try, or give the show a few tries, or look on iTunes. There's thousands of reviews. Almost every single one of them says I was skeptical, and then I gave it a few tries, and it helped. Or maybe your gut's right. This podcast won't help you, and I'm sorry. But I listen to, I've tried Binaural Beats. I tried Rain, Pink Noise, LibriVox. Audiobooks, big read style audiobooks. So I hope one of those will help. But either way, I'm glad you're here. I work very hard on the show because I really yearn and strive to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. All right. Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it's a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thinking stuff, physical stuff, feeling stuff, whether it's on the external or the internal. Or the, you know, whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind out of that. I'm going to make this nice, soothing, I was making the perpetual smoothing of the safe place motion. Yeah, but I'm glad you're here. I'd like to help you. I can't help everybody, unfortunately, but I'll try to help you. Thanks for coming by. You're welcome here. I'm glad you're here. And, so it's a safe place. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use creaky, dulcet tones, layered meanderwear. So it's both innerwear and outerwear and middlewear. You know what never gets any freaking promotion is that middlewear. Hey, marketing gurus, marketing gurus, what the heck, you go to a store, even online, they say, okay, do you want innerwear or outerwear? And they say, okay, what's the difference between innerwear and underwear? I could actually use some innerwear, some clothing for my emotions. And they say, you mean clothing to express your emotional state? No. I'd like to cloak my, I'd like some cloaks, yeah. It definitely could. Let me get into this. Let's come back to this for the new listeners, because I go off topic. I get mixed up. I go around in circles. Sometimes it's a figure eights. Sometimes numbers other than figure eights. I mean, I couldn't skate not even a figure eight if I needed to. But if you're new here, welcome. Like I said, I'm going to try to put you to sleep or take your mind off stuff while you fall asleep. Here's a couple of things about the show. Structurally, this show starts off with about 6 minutes of business. We got to do it up front because it's a sleep podcast. And that stuff is critical for if you're a regular listener to keep the show free. If you're a new listener, not a big deal. And then there's an intro, which I just started, and that's about 12 minutes of rambling and explaining what the podcast is. But it's more in a bedtime story sense. It's a very popular feature I've learned among the listeners as I've polled them. I didn't even have to say a poll. I said, I'm thinking about just shortening the intros. And there was a pretty overwhelming response to say, hey, keep the intros the way they are. So for now, I think the intros will stay somewhere between 9 to 11 to 12 to 14 to 16 to 8 to 10 minutes. as they've been. But the intro is kind of where I can explain what the podcast is, but I never do that in an adept way. And then I get distracted about like this layered clothing thing that I'm going to get distracted about in a minute. So it's kind of like a bedtime story before a bedtime story. It's like, I guess it's not an IRL bedtime story. It's just me being me. And I just had, you know, and I try to tone it down a little bit and use these long, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. But it's where you get introduced to your boyfriend or the boring method that I, you know, you can skip over it though. It's in the show notes, the timestamp or the estimated one. So that, okay, so that's the intro. So there's business intro, then there's a story, and tonight it'll be like a holiday-themed story to get you ready for the season, or to put you at ease in the season. Yeah, Scooter's the easing of the season. Okay, put that on a shirt and see if anybody understands it. I'm doing the easing of the in the season, you know, because I'm pleasing. Easing and pleasing, that sounds like, easing and pleasing for the season. That's what I do. I'm the easing into something for the season. The easing, I thought I was going to talk about me. Let me tell everybody who knew about the podcast before I guess I got distracted by that too. Easing the sneezing for the season. That's my new, homeopathic remedy where I would just bore people out of sneezing. That didn't work. It was an experiment. But, okay, so there's an intro, then there's the main show, then there's some thank yous at the end. Also, if you're new, you don't need to listen. This is a podcast you kind of listen to, background noise, or you can listen to it, but you don't have to pay attention. You could, you know, tune it in and then tune it out, or you know, get kind of say, well, I don't know, you know what I mean. I mean, come on, we all, multitasking doesn't work. We've learned that. And so this is kind of like background noise, like when the TV's on and you're doing something else and they say, when the heck were they talking about? You say, I don't get what's going on here. And it's like, oh, but this one you don't need to. So this one you can tune it out and you can come back and you say, I don't know what Scoots is talking about. Hardy har har, you know, never did. Why start today? So then you say, okay, he's just going to keep rambling. He's my boyfriend. He's here. So you don't have to listen, but there's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. I'll be giving it my all to keep you company because I do know there's people out there listening to the very end for company in the deep dark night. And I'm here to keep you company. I'm your bore companion. But ideally, I can walk at your side, rambling, or sit at your side, or, you know, sit in a nearby rocking chair and just take your mind off stuff while you drift off to sleep. That's the goal of the show. You know, I'm easing, putting the season, putting the reason, in the reason he's easing the season. So we have the right words. I just don't know. That'll be my next 2018 holiday season t-shirt. He's the reason I'm easing this season. That's close. Scoots is easing, puts the reason in my season. So we could have multiple ones. So that'd be 2019, maybe. 2020 will be... the season's easing due to Scoots' lack of reason. Bringing the reason by easing my season. Something like that. So I'm here to ease in your season with my lack of reason. So I guess that's the truth. And I was going to talk about meander. The podcast kind of is like that. It's layers. You know, I talk about stuff. I put a little story in there. I try to use the lulling, soothing tones, friendly atmosphere. Relatability, because I've been there, sleepless. That's really why I make this show, is because I want you to be able to fall asleep, because I think you deserve it. And I know that a lot of times it can stink or suck or, you know, be the opposite of easing or reason. It'd be like just a bit, whatever, something that rhymes with that that has to do with like it, but that's not too much for a sleep podcast. Be more like a nonsense word, like beezing. or freezing, like where you say, man, I don't know. I'd like to help you fall asleep because I've been there. That's, I guess, the simplest way. And I think you deserve a good night's sleep because it's just whether you're waking up in the middle of the night or you're having trouble getting off to dreamland or somebody else woke you up, I'm sorry. And I'm going to try to help. But I am distracted by the idea. So outerwear would be your last layer of clothing. You'd wear it on the outer of your wear. And I think I've talked about this before. Then you have innerwear. Like, I would consider innerwear stuff you wear, or, you know, like emotionally. You say, well, that goes right around my, I got my whole lymph system. Is that the one that caught, or is which is the one that control humors? Is that what, that's why I'm always grouchy? Whatever it is, I'm going to cloak that up in some microfiber or something. You know, hand knitted microfiber, you know, no nano though. I don't need any nano things in there. But some of that soft stuff, but also cozy. So yeah, you have your innerwear, then you have your underwear, which doesn't make any sense. You know, innerwear and underwear, that doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, let me say that to me, but not a lot does. What did I say? Middleware? What did I say? What was I pitching earlier? Middleware, did I say that middleware? I guess that I can see why the marketers don't use that term. I might have pitched that at the beginning of the podcast. I had a solution for sleep marketers, but it turns out I don't, because they said, oh yeah, middleware, you know, regular wear, middleware, the clothes you wear between your, like, and getting to say, well, which one is it, underwear or innerwear? I guess you'd say underwear. Because you're wearing it under your wear and outerwear, and then middleware, because you're supposed to layer something. What if we just call it layer wear? You'd say, which layer is it? And it'd say the one that's layered, because just like the other ones, that's like the meat. Like, okay, see if, let me see. You know, I always make it, can I get a hold of Helen Z in my brain? But I can't. Like, are they misusing the words anyway? So it's outerwear. So layer wear would mean the same. You say, well, where is it? That's on the outer, so it's our outerwear. Layer wear is on, it's a wear that's layered, so that's correct. It's correct usage of the term in marketing speak. But I don't know. I guess we'd have to do, like, whatever they do around a field table, and then say, how do you feel when I say layer wear? They'd say, I feel like it's, how about nonsense wear? Would you wear something nonsensical? No. How do you feel about, what if you had innerwear that, what if we sold you a virtual product that we told you cloaked your inner emotions, in microfiber? I think I would buy that. Who's speaking? Let me give you my credit card number. Oh, this is just a thought exercise within my own brain. Okay. Forget it then. Well, I guess that topic, didn't go anywhere, because this, I guess, layer wear, regular, what about regular wear? I guess no one wants to wear stuff that's regular. You just say, well, it's regular wear. Just trying to see if there's anything I haven't, maybe I should go back to easing the reason, and putting the reason in the ease, putting reason via easing in the season. Sleep With Me podcast. The podcast that puts the easing in your season without reason. Sleep With Me. Happy holidays, everybody. So I'm glad you're here. And in all honesty, I really hope and I really yearn I can help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. Hey, up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to try to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations or emotions, feelings, I guess, inside noises, outside noises, changes. Whatever it is, I'd like to help. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, I'm going to use so many tangents. I've named multiple pets a tangent. I'll even go on tangents to change pets' names. I'll be like, hey, you know what? Sometimes my tangents don't even make any sense. but really what I'm here to do is to help you because I've been there tossing and turning. With the temperature changes and the heat, the heat on, you got people in town, you got people out of town, you got sweaters, whatever it is. I know how it feels, and I really do believe you deserve a good night's sleep, a restful one where you could just ease into it and feel good. Now, the only way I know how to do that, this is why the podcast doesn't work for everybody, is to be welcoming, to try to create a safe, welcoming place. So I'm glad you're here, and I appreciate you trying this show, and I hope I can help you, and you're welcome. You're welcome in, not like when your grandmother, when your grandmother says that you're welcome, that means you didn't say thank you. No, this is hey, come on in, buddy. You're welcome here. This is a treehouse that's both intimate and has endless space for everyone. So that's point one. If you're new, structurally, what to expect, I will make you feel, this is my first attempt to make you feel comfortable, is a structure show. First, 4 to 6 minutes are business. That's how we keep a sleep podcast free with over 600 archived episodes. If you're new, thanks for sticking through that. If you're a regular listener and you want to keep those archives, support the show through the sponsors of Patreon. But not super important if you're new. Then we have an intro. The intros are about 12 minutes of me rambling and attempting to explain the show or think about something related to sleep. And then to prove my adeptness at being inept. I think I've said that before. I don't know if I have, though, but I am adept at being inept. Every little step, with every step of the intro, I'll kind of prove that. But it'll be a friendly ineptness because I'm not carrying anything breakable. I'm trying to pillow you softly with my words, as I like to joke about. So that's the intro. Then tonight we'll have the conclusion of our melodrama, like a holiday soap opera, sans the drama, called As the North Pole Turns. You can listen to them in any order, but this is the last one. You could listen to it last, but you might fall asleep. You could listen to it last night. And, last Christmas you might have been saying, the very next day you could give it away because the podcast is free anyway. So we'll have about 45 minutes of story, bedtime story. Then we'll have some thank yous at the end. So the show's about an hour. Even though it's a podcast, you don't really got to listen to it. Even though I put a lot of work in the show, it's so you don't have to listen. You could just kick back, barely pay attention, barely tune into it. Kind of just you don't have to focus. And you also shouldn't feel any pressure to fall asleep. Now, I know there's a lot of pressure to get good sleep internally and externally. And this is a loaded word, or I guess it's a set of words. But, there's a lot of know-it-alls out there telling you how you should be sleeping and stuff like that. And that doesn't make it any easier. This show, you're under no pressure to fall asleep. It's an hour. I'll be here rambling, working my tail off, working my adeptness at ineptness the whole time to keep you company while you fall asleep at any time. And if you're one of those listeners that either needs to listen to the day during the day to calm down, or you're not going to fall asleep, I'll be here. I'm here to help you all the way to the end. I believe in this mission of being your companion in the deep, dark night. And I thank those of you that are either just trying this for the first time or those of you supporting me and standing with me that believe in the mission too and actively help that, and those of you that actively need the show to help you. And I was thinking about courage the other day because so many listeners show me so many different kinds of courage. And there's so many inspiring people out there. And as I record this, I'm trying to find some courage because I got not major courage. I mean, when I hear from listeners, they're telling me stories of major courage. And sometimes just getting through one of those deep, dark nights takes a lot of courage. And I'm going to this podcasting conference. By the time you hear this, it'll be over. And I'm feeling not super nervous, which probably isn't a good sign, because then usually when the anxiety hits me, like an hour before the conference starts, I'm feeling comfortable. And maybe a lot of you can relate to that. That makes me a little more less comfortable. But I know when I'm there, I'm going to need some courage. And I know that a lot of you have shown me the example of how to be courageous when your mind's like trying to discover stuff. When it's a positive situation, you're worried. But I was also thinking about who inspires me by their courage. And sometimes these simple acts of childlike courage, like I just want to share something with you because it's kind of like someone I admire for their courage when I was little that I haven't talked about on the show, these stories, and they're short. But my brother that's closest in age to me, 2 years younger than me, or a year and 11 months, is Carl, is his name. And sometimes he listens to podcasts, and his wife, Julie, sometimes listens. So hello to both of them if they're listening. And Carl, like, since we were closest in age, we spent a lot of time together. We were friends. I don't know if I was always the best brother, but we had some good times. And he was always, like, a very courageous person. And I can think of two memories of simple courage. And I never knew how he summoned it. I should probably call him and ask him. But there's one time my family went for the first time to a theme park, like a Six Flags style theme park, Darien Lake, for those of you in the Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse region. And they had one of these roller coasters, like at the time it was in, like one of these new ones. And I won't say the name of it or anything, but it was like, I was tall enough to go on it, but I wasn't brave enough. And my dad wanted to go on it. And I think only Carl and I were tall enough to go on it. We were just barely tall enough. And I said, I just can't do it. It's like, my dad said, well, like, it's, you know, he tried to explain reasonably that it's a safe thing, but it's okay to be nervous. And Carl, like, at first was hesitant, but then he found some courage. He said, I'll do it. And then by him doing it with my dad and showing me, even though he's my younger brother, that it was fine and that it was achievable, like, it gave me the courage to do it the next time with them. And then something else happened, like, around the same age, maybe we were even younger, where my dad was volunteering at a fundraiser. Let's see how I explain this in a sleep podcast, where it's a performance thing, like a Halloween performance, like an immersive Halloween performance room. And my dad was the volunteer, and he was just selling tickets. And my brother and I were there, and we got to meet all the performers, in the fully immersive house of performance in like where Casper lives. And they were saying, hey, come on through and see our performance. And I was like, no way, like no chance, not going to happen. And at first, even Carl was like that. And then we kind of found like we were able to have cognitive dissonance and say, well, we're not going to do it together. But then he summoned some courage and he said, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and see this performance. And I said, yeah, no, thank you. I'm still where I am. And he went and did it, and I don't know if I ever talked to him about this, how much I admire him for these two things. And then I was able to do it with him, and then we kept doing it over and over again, viewing these performances, because our dad was selling tickets, and he had nothing to do anyway. And both turned out to be really fun, which I'm sure is what I'm going to find with PodCon. Really, like, the tiny, tiny bit of me that's a little kid and is excited, and I'm sure that's going to be, like, it's going to be a wonderful experience. But, yeah, like, those tiny things where you just say, hey, like, and I know what it feels like not to have that, I guess, is another point. Mostly it felt good. I said, wow, my brother did that. I can try it now. You know, but there was that critical voice in me that said, well, you know, what's up with that or whatever. But sometimes we need to celebrate the ones that walk in front of us, I guess, or did. in these small ways, because maybe it could be just someone you see that's just doing that act of kindness, that it feels a little bit like you're like, oh, well, I'm not ready to stretch that far. But when you see someone do that, even to celebrate it internally and say, wow, like that meant something to me and that imprinted something on me. And that was an example of courage. And I guess one of the reasons I share that is because it takes great courage to be a new listener to this show. And that might sound like a joke. It's not. Why would you listen to some like dudes telling you bedtime stories, right? If you're skeptical, that makes sense. Now, I can tell you why, because I'm trying to help you. But I can see why you'd be like, well, why would I do that? Why would I try that out? I'll tell you why. You have some courage, and you're in search of a solution, and you're willing to try stuff, and you're just open-minded enough to take that step. And for our long-term listeners, or our, you know, people that listen to the show, they take the courage to share with me or to support the show so it can keep going, or to spread the word to people about the podcast. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate you if you're new, and I really appreciate all you that have been there, some of you since day one. And, you know, some people even say stuff that, like, maybe I'm not going to like. I mean, usually those are a lot of those with this podcast are like they're in and out, but, you know, constructive stuff. And that's been folded into the show, too. So thank you for your courage. Whether it's your first time listening, it does take a few tries to get used to the show because it's not exactly normal. And I think this is going to be the last show before the holidays. And then after the new year, we'll get started back up. Maybe there'll be one episode out there. But yeah, I want to thank you for your support this year, your kindness, and your examples of courage. Thanks so much. And I really hope I really work hard. And I hope I can help you fall asleep. Good night. Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do my best to do the rest. I'm going to turn out the lights, press play. I'm going to do the rest. All you need to do, or all you could choose to do is, you know, any of these is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. Wait, did I say that? Then I'm going to do that. I tried to get witty in there. Well, first I got mixed up. I tried to cover it, but get to else you need to get in bed, turn out. I'm going to do the rest. We do it with a bedtime story. I get caught in my own circular logic here. Like, holy cow. But sleep with me. Bedtime story to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. I'm seriously caught in a thought whirlpool, which is one of the things. So what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake as I extricate myself from this, which will be a future metaphor. And the safe place is, one, I hope you feel welcome and it feels like you've been invited, but you don't need an invitation. I don't know, like, if you know what that feels like. Sometimes, you know, I imagine what it's like. And I've experienced it recently from a lot of other podcasters. They say, hey, come on over, have a seat. Let's chit-chat. This is a safe place. That's kind of what it means. It's like a skepticism bomb where you say, well, I don't know if this, like, is this, like, because I find myself highly skeptical in most situations, you know, like, when I'm looking at skeptics, like, this is what I say, this is a joke, but, or this is the making, say, a skeptics convention, eh? Not really sure about that one. What do they do at a skeptics convention? Yeah, and that's, you know, that's like, I'd be skeptical about that. But if they said, come, you know, come if you like, a skeptics convention, come if you like, I'd say, huh, well, that sounds like a low pressure. And then maybe later they said, you know, see if you like, come by, come in, like, and then later they rephrased it, like, see, you know, just check it out. No pressure. See if you like our brand of skepticism. I think if they shortened it, I feel like I've done a whole episode, or maybe it was a TV show. I'm seeing a scene in my mind that takes place at a skeptics convention. I can see it very clearly, as clearly as I'm going to see it. Anyway, let me get to the new listeners, and we'll come back to this nonsense. So I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and, you know, related sleep issues, like that I've been there, and I care, and I want to help you fall asleep, so it's a lot of nonsense to help you fall asleep. And if you're new, I guess what I was trying to say is if you're skeptical, I mean, clearly you've been listening for a few minutes, so you say, well, what is this dude talking about, this chap? You could maybe are using other words. I say, well, I'm just kind of talking friendly banter to keep you company, to take your mind off of the reason I use this friendly banter, you know, that I spend hours crafting it. You say, well, geez, well, let me think about that skeptics convention. I can see a scene like that too in my, and I say, okay, well, let me see. Yeah. And it takes your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's, you know, something physical, you know, feelings, whatever it is, changes, routines. I'm here to help with that. But what was I going to say? I get mixed up too. But I'm not so interesting, or, you know, I don't really have anything. You see, well, I got the Lego joke kit for Christmas, but it was from an eBay seller. So it just came with a bag of Legos. They said, construct your own jokes and, you know, impress your friends with humor. I used to buy as a kid, magic kits at garage sales and in flea markets, and those never came with either all the parts or all the magic. So I would never, I never became a master of illusion or of what the flourish is supposed to hide. I only learned the flourishing and setting up a magic show, doing the magic pitch, come one, come all, to Little Andy's magic show. We're starting, you know, go ahead, get comfortable. And then I would do the setups and stuff and the flourishes. But I was, you know, I was the magician without any illusions. Again, that would probably be a subtitle for a future book. I'm not sure which one. How about that one? Maybe I could do some ghostwriting for Copperfield or Magic Without Illusion. That does sound like somebody's autobiography, right? Maybe someone that became a philosopher after. Are Zen masters really a thing, or is that just something people sell? Blankety blank. What about Chris Angel? Anybody know what Chris Angel's up to? Could we get Chris Angel? How did I end up talking about Chris Angel? But if we could get Chris Angel into some sort of a guru-like thing. I mean, we could say, you know, you don't have to be a Zen master. That would just help with the book that I'm working on. It may not sell any copies. And I'm sure you get paid millions of dollars to do your tricks, illusions from the back of a motorcycle. But this is just an idea. Whatever it was, magician without illusion. Anyway, let me get back to this. So if you're listening, you don't really need to listen to this podcast if you're new. That's the first thing that you probably figured out on your own. You can listen. I'm here. It's somewhere between inane chatter, ambient noise, and a friend that you kind of chuckle at. You don't laugh at them or with them. You chuckle. You say, okay, what are you talking about? Chris, are you going off about Chris Angel again? Well, no, this is a real thing. I say, well, come on, let's get your third act going, Chris. Or your fourth, whatever one you're on. You know, no offense, Chris, I think David Blaine might be too big for this. But, you know, he's you're my first call. So I guess I would have to pitch that another way. I did, you know, I like my pitch kit didn't come with instructions, Chris. Sorry about that. I was supposed to say, you know, I prefer you over David Blaine, but that's who my second call is. But I thought you'd be, you know, better suited for these big plans. How do you feel about living on a mountaintop retreat for about 10 years, Chris? No, very Spartan. No, not like a Spartan race. Like very, like you'd be sleeping on a cot. No, there won't be any motorcycles at this mountaintop retreat. It'll be gruel. And exploration of the heart and the mind and the body and all of those things. Okay, Chris Angel hung up on me, and the call was all being conducted from within my neurons, and I still get a disconnect. Anyway, if you're new, you don't have need to listen to me. I'm here to help you fall asleep, to take your mind off of stuff, to keep you company. But there's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here as your boyfriend, your boy-bay, your companion in the deep, dark night, to be at your side, to keep you company while you drift off at your leisure. Tonight, we'll be talking about Doctor Who, Series 1, Season 1, whatever you call it, Episode 1, where we meet Rose. And we'll be covering that in a recap that'll have, you say, if you're a big Doctor Who fan, you could sleep right through it. Could you say, did Scoots watch that episode? And if you're not a Doctor Who fan, you say, Andrew McCartney was in, the first Doctor Who, Scoots. So that's a little teaser for what we'll be talking about, in Mannequins. But what was I saying? So you don't really need to listen to me. You're under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. So just you drift off. Hopefully I'll be at your side as you float into the arms of Morpheus. Or, you know, how about this? Chris Angel, what about changing? I know Chris Angel's your brand. But if you ever get tired of being Chris Angel the brand, and you know, if you're looking for someone to relate with Chris Angel the person, well, first off, do you have another name? Because that would be good. We relate, if your name's Sammy something, I'd say, we could just keep it with Chris Angel the brand. What if you become Morpheus and we get it, we get another gig at another resort, and also we work on this guru plan? Otherwise I'll be doing my relating with David Blaine or any of these other magicians that are on my list. Also, I pestered Phoebe Judge for some magic tricks. Who knows, Chris, or whoever, Morpheus. But anyway, if you're new, those are two things. You don't need to listen. You're under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. Usually I talk about the structure of the show, but that's to tell you that the intro is going to be about 12 minutes of me rambling and trying to create a metaphor for the podcast. But I think I did that. I think I almost had two other metaphors, like mental whirlpool and something else. But then once Chris Angel's people call, they say, please hold for Chris Angel. And I say right away, right, the brand or the human being. Because really I'm interested in just connecting with the human being, Chris Angel. The pure potentiality, the pure universal potentiality, actually, if you can get that, but you can't talk to that on a phone. Actually, was Chris listening to that? Because that's probably the best, that was the best sales pitch I could have done anyway. But here's the thing. This podcast is different. It's a little bit goofy, a little bit silly. Not for everybody. Most people that listen, they become regular listeners. They say it took 2 or 3 or 11 tries for me to get the idea that there's, that there's kind of like to get it by not, you get this podcast by not getting it. This is kind of shoulder shrugging pot. You say, what's that Sleep With Me podcast about? And then you just chuckle and you shrug your shoulders. And they say, wow, you look great. You look, Chris, you look like the son of Chris Angel. You look so good. I don't know who's talking about your third act. You look like you just kicked your first act off. Hold on, audience. It was Chris listening into that. Chris Angel? Did Chris Angel hear that? I was just doing a little pandering. Okay, no. Okay. Yeah, can't get to. I can't sit. My brain. Once again, my brain started buffering right when I didn't need it to. So if you're new, welcome. This is kind of a demonstration of what this podcast is. After this, we'll talk about Doctor Who in a roundabout way about that episode and really point out some of the pleasurable things that were in that and the likability and all that kind of stuff. And maybe we'll cover some words and things like that. But what can I say? But I'm glad you're here. And I really work hard, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. So thanks for coming by. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Cran Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.